A sea turtle's shape, size, color, and other body features. Sea turtles come in many shapes, sizes, colors, and forms, and we have served as models for art, fashion, design, architecture, and many other disciplines over the years. Humans admire our beauty and strengths, and they take us as a source of inspiration to come up with their own interpretation and use our beautiful heritage as a source for their creativity. We come in various different sizes, colors, and shapes. The Olive Ridley, one of our species, for example, weighs usually less than 100 pounds, while the Leatherback, another breed, typically ranges from 650 to 1,300 pounds. What a difference in weight! The upper shell, or carapace, of each of us ranges in color, length, shape, arrangement, and design of the scales. Our shell makes us so powerful and ancient-looking. Our shell protection, body functions, adaptability, and flexibility is part of the reason why we've been able to survive until modern days. We are also characterized by a large and streamlined shell design. Depending on the species you're looking at, sea turtles also range in various colors. Colors that go from olive green, yellow, greenish-brown, to the darkest color of black. Our large and bony shell provides us with necessary protection so that no predator can get to us and no abrasion can happen to us. We cannot retract our limbs and our head under our shells. Land turtles and tortoises, for example, can do that. We do, however, have large upper eyelids that provide protection for our eyes. We do not even have an external ear opening. Can you imagine? Like other creatures, we lack teeth as well, and we still have been able to survive. Our jaw shape may be different among different sea turtle species. Each of our species has a jaw shape that is adequately adapted for its specific diet and food consumption. Our tough shell helps act as a protection shield or an external armor against any potential threats, predators, and enemies. Our shell provides us with a very useful defense mechanism. We can protect ourselves with our powerful jaws to make sure that we stay here on Earth and don't become extinct, like already has happened to so many other animals. Some other things you might consider about our shell, because our shell is our most important armor. Our shell is made up of about 50 bones. They are all different. Basically, the shell is an evolutionary modification. It is our rib cage and part of our vertebral column. Our shell has two parts, and it consists of the upper and lower part. The upper part is called the carapace, and the lower is called the plastron. Both parts are joined by a bridge made of bones. Some of us do have a movable joint so that we're able to squeeze our two parts together in order to retract our body inside. Unbelievable but true. Our hard shells even have nerves embedded in them. Blood supply, too. Shells have nerves embedded in them, and a blood supply as well, because, like I stated earlier, the shell of a sea turtle is what a vertebral column is to us humans. This is why a chelonian shell like ours may bleed, and we may feel pain if our shell is injured. As you can see, we have pretty amazing body features, and our shell armor is pretty ninja, don't you agree? So make sure to check us out at your next visit to the zoo, or an exotic vacation that you might take with your parents, because we might be able to teach you some amazing stuff about life, nature, and survival.